quitting your job in dramatic fashion, man, it must feel good at certain points, right? I mean, if you do it well, because you can definitely screw up. You know, when emotions are running high and the blood is starting to boil over, you can start to stumble on your words and, you know, you don't make much sense. It, only to you are the only person getting the actual thought out. But it sounds like this was not the case of this guy. Retail is tough during the holiday season, man.
Yeah.
Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. We've got producer Christian here. My wife Alicia is with us all this week, too. A guy just quit a job in Walmart, and he did it in a blaze of glory. just got on the intercom before he left and started blowing it up and just talking about how terrible it was. And obviously, you would imagine that there was a lot of explicit language. And, it, you know, that's not fine when there's kids walking around in the store. But you know something? The common man must have had a connection with this gentleman, because as he was doing it and was pulled off the intercom, instead of people cheering for him being pulled off the intercom, he left with his arms in the victory stance, and people were
That's
cheering.
Fantastic.
People were cheering for him as he quit and as he walked out of the store. So I'm thinking to myself, like, he must have said some things that were rooted in truth, right?
You know, right. We've all fantasized about that. Come on now.
I mean, it's so bad at the store nearest our house that how many towns over did you go yesterday to search to shop at a Walmart?
Two towns over. Right. Yeah, because our Walmart, I just don't know how anybody is going to survive the holiday season shopping there.
And the funny thing is the one that she went to, the three times I've been doing it to my life, maybe the worst retail experience of my life.
Oh, right. Yeah.
During the Christmas holiday.
It's good to see your experience and my experience with this particular store is quite the same.
Right. And still, that was still the better alternative than our home store.
Yeah.
So, Christian, have you ever quit a job in dramatic fashion?
I have quit one job in dramatic fashion.
What did you
Only
do?
Only one, because I was working at a summer camp.
Okay.
Because, as you know, I'm... exactly.
Children and everything like that.
Listen,
I see you out there in your short shorts trying to teach them swimming lessons by the lakeside.
I was a traffic safety guard.
Wow.
Okay. Take me seriously.
I've seen you trying back into a parking space.
Well, I never said I was a good traffic safety guard.
All right. So your job was what? To stand there in one of those glowing vests with flashlights or what?
I had a glowing vest. Uh-huh. It was obviously during the day because, you know, summer camp. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I understand.
You're making sure the kids get off safely.
And it's
sure
not a sleepover camp. They're not sleeping.
No. You're only staying till like 1 o'clock or so.
For a minute, I put Christian in the cast of like Porky's or Meatballs. Okay, so there you are.
I don't know those movies, but okay. Yeah.
Oh, he's right, a baby. Right.
Ask your mom. She knows them. Go ahead.
I'm standing there, and I felt disrespected by the parents because I'm 17, and I'm angsty. I'm disrespected by the kids, and I'm disrespected by the parents.
The parents owe you respect.
I have this little bullhorn that I tell kids to, like, move out of the way. Like, get out of the road.
Yeah, but you're supposed to do it nicely, I would imagine.
Right, I was like, I'm done.
Right.
I can't take this. I'm disrespected. Right. I took my vest off.
Right.
Did you say this on the bullhorn?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's amazing.
To be 17. Right.
Everybody within 35 feet of me heard. Uh-huh. Everybody further away than 35 feet was like, what is that muffled screaming?
It didn't
have the same impact as like going over the intercom at a big box store.
It felt good. They don't give away those summer camp tuitions, right? So that was the day that the parent got their money's worth, because they were like, you know what? It was worth it. $5.50 a week. See that. To watch that. I mean, I just wish that we had a cell phone out.
I was going to say, is this on video somewhere? Because I would love to see it.
Well, the one from Walmart is, I assure you, if you just Google it out there, you can see it. But it's no language that I can share here.
Right.
Thank you for the story, Christian.
Mm-hmm.